Girl Who Swirls and gardens. And due to popular demand, last week when I did Gardening 101, a lot of you guys were really excited about me doing more garden videos and talking to you guys about my garden and what I'm doing. And so I'm going to try to do these videos like once a week, and I'm going to have a theme once a week. And so this week is all about cucumbers. Cucumbers grown in a pot. I want to concentrate this series on small space gardening because I know that a lot of my viewers live either in apartments with small patios, or maybe they're in small spaces and they don't have, you know, acres and acres. And I'm one of those people. We are on a quarter of an acre, and pretty much my entire garden is on a slab of concrete, and we built raised beds. And between raised beds, we've also used pots. And so what you're looking at behind me is my cucumber vine. And oh, I see there's a nice little cucumber growing there. And I just picked these today. These are heirloom cucumbers. They are Chicago pickling cucumbers. Now, a couple of things before I go on, want to tell you how I choose what vegetables to grow during the spring and summer. There's two things. Will it give me a high yield? And can it grow well in a pot? So that gives me an idea, narrows down. And basically, can I get a pretty good payoff? So maybe that's three. Can I get a pretty good payoff, you know, at a reasonable amount of time? I mean, there's some vegetables that I grow that literally take 4 to 7 months to grow, a very long time, and one of them is leeks. It just takes a very long time for them to grow. So I kind of plant them and forget about them. But I'm really excited in the summer when I can plant cucumbers because they give a high yield, they love the warmth, and they're nutritious. And that is another qualifier that I just thought about. If I'm growing it, it better be a high yield, it better be easy to grow in a pot, and it better be good for me, because part of the reason why I grow my own food is for my own health. You know, I'm getting into, you know, I'll be 42 in July, and I think I've told you guys this a million times, but once I got to be, say, in my mid-30s, I started thinking about what I needed to stay healthy, and I made some changes. They were gradual, but I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years, I've been really focused on growing my own food because I have 100% control over what goes into my body. And if you can, if it is at all possible for you to grow your own food, I say you should do it. Even if you're in a small space, it's just so rewarding. Like today, my harvest of these pickling cucumbers, while they may seem small compared to what you get at the store, that's purposeful. I am really trying to encourage my cucumber to produce more fruits. And actually, these are perfect to go in jars for pickles, which I plan on doing later on in the season when I'm overwhelmed with cucumbers and I'm tired of cucumber salad or cucumber water. I will be making pickles, and there's two benefits to pickles. One, they make for great gifts. I mean, I'm gonna be giving this to my family, and they get a kick out of pickles that I've grown and canned myself. But also, pickles are they're a great appetite suppressant. They're mostly water, but there's something about the vinegar and the salt that gets the edge off of my hunger pains. Now, in terms of nutrition, cucumbers are really good because you've got the skin, which is, you know, fiber, but the majority of the compounds with, of the cucumber is water. So you've got fiber and water, and in addition, you've got vitamin A, vitamin C, folate, potassium, and some other minerals that are good for you. So they're a really great thing to grow. So it meets my criteria for growing, for being in my garden. That it's high yield and that it's good for me. Now, again, like I mentioned, these are Chicago pickling cucumbers, but honestly, I have encountered over a dozen different types of cucumbers that you can get. There's Armenian cucumbers, which are large and white. There are lemon cucumbers that are the color of you know, yellow like lemons. There's just so many different varieties, and what I would encourage you to do is just go to your garden store and go down the cucumber aisle and see, you know, look at the pictures and see which ones that you like, and just experiment. Now, in terms of what it takes to keep cucumbers happy, first and foremost, they like the heat. They like the heat. They like really rich, decomposed soil. So in addition to your potting soil, you might want to add a little bit of compost. Now, I have my own compost bin, but you can get compost from your garden center, especially like like an Armstrong's or an organic garden center, and mix in your potting soil with some compost. And I like to add in some EB Stone tomato and vegetable fertilizer. I really use a large pot. You cannot use a small pot. You're gonna have to use, the larger the pot, the bigger the fruit, the bigger the leaves, because it gives the roots more room to do what they do. So I mix my potting soil, a little bit of this EB Stone, and a little bit of compost, and just create a really rich soil that looks kind of like this. Now, what you're looking at is a cucumber seedling, and I have them growing until I'm ready to repot them, either in one of my beds or in one of my larger pots. I keep them in a pot about this big, because these particular plants create a pretty comprehensive root system right from the beginning, and they grow really fast, and they have to have room to grow. So the bigger the pot, the better, and it gives you a little bit more time before you have to repot it and put it in a different pot. So there you have it. Oh, and I wanted to just tell you that cucumbers, just in general, are heavy feeders. They are very heavy feeders. Now, I use organic gardening materials and fertilizers partly because I want to keep my garden as 100% organic as possible, but also because I don't want to have to worry about measuring and making sure that I don't overdo it and burn the plants, which can happen quite a lot if you are using synthetic fertilizers. So I love that there's really no major error in, doing a little bit more or doing a little bit more frequently, because all the items are organic and they're never really going to harm the plant. So, in conclusion, cucumbers are very easy to grow in a pot. It's a vining plant. Oh, and because they are vining plants, you might want to get some stakes. The little vines will latch onto them and allow them to just climb up the stick, and it supports, or you can just let them go and ramble. I don't really like to let them go and ramble along the lawn, because the sprinklers go on at night, and that can sometimes cause a fungus to grow, which is called powdery mildew. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about that in a later video in pest control. But powdery mildew is a fungus that's everywhere. There's no way to avoid it. And if you don't get it in time, it can really mess up the quality of your fruit and literally just choke the life out of your plant. So you want to make sure that you have good ventilation, especially in vulnerable plants like cucumbers and squashes and watermelons are all vulnerable to powdery mildew, and those happen to be some of our favorite things to grow in the summer. And I will come back at you guys with another video maybe next week talking about pest prevention and fungus prevention and any other sort of bacterial, you know, things that can cause you from an inhibited yield. All right, so if you guys have a question for me, or if there is a vegetable that you'd like to grow that you want me to cover, send me an email at Crystalyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. Happy gardening. Bye.